More Washington state exports are being hit by tariffs from Canada and the European Union. The tariffs are in retaliation to the Trump administration's decision to tax steel and aluminum imports. KUOW's Casey Martin reports Washington whiskey distillers are now under attack.
Don Poffenroth is president of Dry Fly Distilling in Spokane. Earlier this year, he had an order for 2,000 cases headed to Canada. That's $200,000 in whiskey, almost 10% of his business. But last week, that order was canceled due to a new tariff on all American whiskeys. Poffenroth says that canceled order doesn't just hurt his distillery.
It means we buy less grain from our farmers, less bottle from our bottle manufacturers. You know, all of our vendors are impacted, and that's maybe 10% of our overall business. It means we have to change kind of labor hour distribution and kind of our approach to the market.
Last year, Washington State exported $96,000 in whiskey. American whiskeys have been growing in popularity internationally. Kirby Callis Lewis runs Ula Distillery on Capitol Hill. This week, his company had to ditch their plans to start exporting to Europe, an expansion he said could have grown their business by a third.
It was extreme disappointment because this was really in the next 12 months, this was kind of our timeline to actually export.
Both Callis Lewis and Poffenroth say their only option now is to continue to expand their distribution nationally. In Seattle, I'm Casey Martin, KUOW News.